We are in the middle of Tosfos on Daf Tzadik Beis, and Medal of the Tosfos that started from Reuven Shemocha Soda LeShimon. And Tosfos had a problem. Why did Rami Bar Chome had to mention that it was Kibul Olav Achayis? That means Rami Bar Chome in reality said that the Yisaimim of Reuven Kentayne to Shimon, we're not mechuyev to pay the chayiv of Reuven. The money that you owed our father is metaltoi diyasmi, so you had no right to pay the chayiv. We're potter to pay the chayiv. She owes us the money. So memela, she has to pay us the money. So Taisis v'es takasha, so why did Rami Bar Chome have to be moisiv that it's also speaking about that Reuven was mekabel achayiv? Oymer Rebbe, the itzrech leminket b'chayis. Di sheloi b'chayis, lahave shemine mino, elamai de shemine mimasnissen. The mash ena lekeach, reshoi losis hamois lebalchoi. That what the lekeach cannot give the money to the balchoi. Masnissni beperika kais. Rebbe Kiva oymer rachman bedin. Alle jenosnu le yershim, shekulan tzrichen shvue, vein ha yershin tzrichen shvue. That means, we had learned that daf pei dalad am adalad, and we paskin like Rabbi Kiva. So let's say, a nifkad has metaltalim of a loive. Now, the nifkad, the loive died, and now there's Yershim that want these metaltlim, and the Malva wants these metaltlim. So who do we give these metaltlim to? So Rabbi Kiva was machia that you give to the Yershim because the Malva needs a shvua and the Yershim don't need a shvua. Now, so let us speak about the money that Reuven. Let us speak about the money that Shimon owes Reuven. Shimon is the lekeach. He owes money for the kark. He owes money for the kark. He owes money. There's a balchayv here also. The balchayv comes to him. He wants either the kark or money. There's a balchayv here also. Now, if Shimon would come to Rabbi Kiva and ask a shayla, Rebbe, what should I do with the money? Should I give it to the Balchoyf? Or should I give it to the Yisaimim? So Rabbi Kiva would say, Yenosnu liyoshim, shekulam tzrichen shvur, v'ena yoshim tzrichen shvur. So if I would ask Rabbi Kiva this shayla, if Shimon would come to Rabbi Kiva and ask him a shayla, what should I do with the money? So Rabbi Kiva would tell him, you give it to the Yoshim. That's a Mishnah. So Tosfos is saying, so that's a Mishnah, so you don't need Rami Bar Chome to tell us this. So it's Poshet. I mean, if there's a shayla, the Yoshim or the Bal Choyf, you give it to the Yoshim. You have no right to give it to the Bal Choyf. But, so that's why Rami Bar Chome put in a knetch in the shaylas. Rami Bar Chome said, "Aval hashtek emash malon, afal pishu hu musik behem." But now there's a third baldova coming. There's three yidden who want the money. Balchoy wants the money, the yershim want the money, and he wants the money. He wants the money for his achayis. Now, we're not talking about Tofes Michaim, we're talking about now. Now we have here a situation that there's money, that there's three people who want this money. The Bal Choyf, the Yoshim, and the Lekech wants the money for his Achayis. Now, in this money, the Lekech is a Muzik in the money. He's holding the money. Now, I think Tosfos is saying as follows. The whole Rabbi Kiva was Yinosnu. Who do you give it to? You give it to the Balchoy, you give it to the Yoshim. So there, Rabbi Akiva said, Yinosnu the Yoshim, that they don't need a Shvuah. But over here, Rami Bachoma spoke about a unique case that there's three people who want the money, and one of them is holding, one of them who wants the money is holding the money. There's no din yinosno over here. I have it. I'm losing the money now. So I would think that's a mile. That's a mile. Since I'm a music, don't you yinosno? I'm holding it. So Kamash Mul Rami Bachoma, no. Still is a din. Kulan tzrichen shvue, v'heimlein tzrichen shvue, you give to the Yoshim. That means that the din of Rabbi Kiva applies even though you're a musik in the money. So memele, now we have a teretz, why Rami Bachome had to say that the Reuven was mekabel achayis. Because if Reuven wouldn't have been mekabel achayis on the carcass, Rami Bachome doesn't tell us anything. He told us a Mishnah, he told us what Rabbi Kiva said. I know that already. So that's why Rami Bachoma wanted to say that the father was Mekabel Achayis. So now there's three people who want the money, and the Lekeach is Musik in the money, and there's no Yinosno over here. I wouldn't know this from Rabbi Kiva. So he says, no, Rabbi Kiva's Locha also applies, because Kulon Tzrichen Shvua, the criteria is not Yinosnu, the criteria is Kulon Tzrichen Shvua. Some of them is called Metalfi Diyasma. Now, we'll go a little further. Salka Deifer Yaakvim Latzmai, Tachas Achai Shavim Chai, Avalochi Lo Yaakvim, the Metalfi Diyasmi Nino, the Metalfi Diyasmi. Vo'oi Nira L'Rebbe. Now, Rebbe is going to go a step further. The Zokvon b'milve davke. Before Rebbe itself could be Zokvon b'milve zlav davke, and the whole thing it means in the sky mekach. No, now Rebbe comes to say, now Rebbe is continuing on the same derech of this previous derech. That Rami Bachom is coming to tell us that even here it's metalfli diyasmi. So before the Cheshbon was, because he's Murzik, so Yinosma. I would think, now Rebbe says, Amoyra dikazach. The Zokvon b'milve davke. The Ilav Hochi, if it wouldn't be Zokvon b'milve, my koma dinu dom relay b'nei ruvin l'shimim metal tu shovak b'inu gaboch. Ad kan loy koma Rebbe Kivi Yinosma l'yoshim. The whole Rabbi Kiva was based on a fact that Kulon Tzrichen Shvua and the Yoshim don't need a Shvua, Yinosnu L'Yoshim. Ho Iacherim Nami Lehav Tzrichen Shvua. So let's learn up the mission of Rabbi Kiva. If the Acherim wouldn't need a Shvua, you have a balchoiv that doesn't have to swear. The loiva patted him from a shvua. And you'd have the yoshim. Now let's ask a shayla, according to Rabbi Kiva, what'll be the din? A nivkad is holding metal to him, and the balchoiv doesn't have to swear, he's patted from a shvua, and the yoshim also don't have to swear. So I have a mission that you'll give it to the balchoiv. Because the only reason you don't give it to the balchoiv is because kulan tzrich and shvua. Oh, so yesod number one is if you'll have a balchoiv that doesn't have to swear, so you'll give it to the balchoiv. Now let's go a little further. Akal kama kivi nosu yoshim al mishim dekulon tzichin shvur, ven yoshim tzichin shvur. Ho yacherim nami lehev tzichin shvur, mashmi damay tshidin lacher, vohoche, Hailoi Keyach, my Shvua Tzorich. Now, let's think about the Lekeyach wants this money for the Kabbalah Sachayis. Speaking about it was Mekabbalah Sachayis. And now the Lekeyach wants this money for the Kabbalah Sachayis. He's Mekabbalah Sachayis. The Malv is here now. No, he's here. It's a reality. So he wants this money for his Kabbalah Sachayis. The Yisraelim want this money. Now, Vohoch Eile Kech Mashvu Tzorich. You can't say, now, why all the time does a malve need a shvuah? Because I'm afraid maybe the loive was matfis him tzori. He gave him money to ensure that he'll get paid. So that's why when the malva wants to be goyve from lekuches, echveis, from yisaimim, he has to swear. Maybe. Ayyevishta, maybe it's matfis tzori. So now, so Taisa says, let's think abstractly for 1 minute. When Reuven sold this karka to Shimon, Shimon did not pay up yet for the karka. A yid who's matfis tzori is a very erlich yid. That means he doesn't know what's going to happen. He wants to be matfis tzori. That means I'm giving you the money. If something will happen, you can take it for yourself. I mean, that's a very erlich yid. He wants to make sure he's paying up his chayv. Now, then let us think, did Reuven ever give money to Shimon Tzori? So Taisa says, I'm a shugan, isn't it? I should be doyig that he won't have money. He didn't pay me yet. I have to be doyig about him? If he would have paid me already. So I got paid. Now I have to worry. Maybe, who knows what's going to happen. The lekuchas can take away the karke, and I guarantee that I'm going to pay him back. I'll give him tzori now. But that only makes sense if he paid you already. So then you'll be matfis tzori. But if he didn't pay you, so Reuven is not a meshugane. So why should be matfis tzori? He didn't pay me yet. He has the money. He took care of himself so far. So memeila, there's no din of atfos. There's no chshash of atfos tzori. So now, if the Lekeich will come now and says, you know, I want to keep this money from my Kabbalah Sachayis, will this Lekeich have to swear, yes or no? So Taisa says he won't have to swear. He won't have to swear because there's no Shasha, he never paid up this Lekeich. So since he never paid up, so the Reuven never gave him any money for Tzori. So now, if he's coming, say now, I want to take this money. This money that I didn't pay up yet, I want to take it for the Kabbalah Sachayis. Will he have to swear on this money? Sicher not. Sicher won't have to swear. So what'll be the din? So the din will be that who should give the money? To him? I have a dig from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, you give to the Yoshim because the Baal Chayv needs a Shvuah. So I was a medayik from the Mishnah, but if you'll have a case when the Baal Chayv will not need a Shvuah, you give it to the Baal Chayv. I have here a case that the Baal Chayv doesn't need a Shvuah. This Lekeach Bachshis, he doesn't need a Shvuah. That's for sure. So really, you should really give it to So really the Lekeach is a right for the money, so it's Lekeach's money, so it's not metaltli diasmi, and the kanesik. So now we have to understand, so what's takip shat nagamo, what's shat Rami Bachome? So Rami Bachome is the chapel. Rami Bachome says that you say mentain, it's metaltli diasmi. What says metaltli diasmi? The Lekeach doesn't have to swear. Lekeach doesn't have to swear, so it's, full according to Rabbi Kiva, it's not metaltli diasmi. So Lekeach is 100% right. What's pshat in Rami Bachome? Now, Tosfos put it down so beautifully, that full according to Rabbi Kiva, you only give it to the Yisoimim if he does have to swear, in our case, Lekeach doesn't have to swear. So let's go a little further. Hilkach, yes, 1 second. Holak me mochashem et fisa tzori. The Lekeach doesn't need a shvua to tell us that he never got paid from the Lekeach doesn't have to swear to us that the Moicha was not Matfisrori. Because I know he wasn't Matfisrori. The Moicha is in the Meshuggah. He didn't pay him, so I should be Matfisrori. So that's the Hoch Haile Keach Maishvu Tzorich. Holeka Lameima Hoch Shema Hitfisai Tzorri. Here you can't say Shem Hitfisai Tzorri. The Cholzman Shemois Hamekach Biyodai Adai Lomola Yitfisu. Why should give him more money? He has money. He's taken care of. That means he didn't pay yet for the karka. Some emailer. So lechayre, we have to understand Rami Bachome. What's that Rami Bachome? Fakert. The lekeich is right. It's the lekeich's money and finished. Hilkach noket zokve bimilvet. So that's why Rami Bachome said, and that's what the Rebbe said before, that he has to be speaking about zokve milvet dak. Now what's the matter with zokve bimilvet? Hilkach noket zokve bimilvet. Why? The hoil be zokve bimilve. So zokve bimilve means, in other words, that the karka is paid up. But nothing to do with the karka. You owe me a zayt gechay. So by zokve bimilve, ikel meichesh tvei shemi tvi se tzchori. There already, it could be that the meicher gave him tzchori. She ya'akev im yitvu mimenu. Dahach milve, this is a different thing in Gansa. That means the karka is paid up. For all practical purposes, the karka is paid up. Now the moich is a doig, I owe you a chayis on the karka. You owe me a chayv, that's a different parsha, that's a makere parsha is. You owe me a chayv, I'll be gave from you the chayv, but one thing has nothing to do with the other. The Ach Milve, Yishol Mimenu Kosho Sheyilze. Shekosov, this is the Rishash's Gilze. Shekosov Olov Shtar. This is a Shtar on that Milve. Avolei Zokvei Lekele Meiche Shoshem Yitvise Tzchori. But if it's Lei Zokvei Lek Meiche Shoshem Yitvise Tzchori. Veleke Shvue. Veil Vechein Le Motze Yasmi Meime Lei Velei Midi. So now Taisa said, Amo'uyim De Kipshat. So Taisva said, every word of Rami Bachome is Oiske Chesmin. It's a puzzle, now he put all the pieces together. That means he's speaking, it was the Kibbol Olav Achai. So Be'etzim, since it's Kibbol Olav Achai is, it's Kibbol Olav Achai. And he wants them on the Karka, out the Kabbalah Sachai. And out the Kabbalah Sachai is, he wouldn't have to swear. And this tviya, because there's no chash of a tviya tzrori. So that's, he says, no, it was zaknol bemilve, and since it was zaknol bemilve, some mail, now there is a chash of a tviya tzrori, now he does need a shvue, and therefore it's called metalti diasmi. This was the chiddush of Rami Bachome. Now, there's a murdika Rabbi Keveger, and this Taisvis, Rabbi Keveger says, Shoimu, Shoimu Shamayim. He says, he doesn't understand Taisvis, he blies by Tzorech Iyin Godel. And his kasha is as follows. Let us understand Rabbi Kive. Rabbi Kive said that, well, let's go back to the Mishnah of Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says that the Baal Chayiv wants to take the money from the Nifkad. He's muchen to take it. It's not mechusa giva. He wants to take the money. The same want to take the money. So Rabbi Kiva said, but since the Baal Chayiv is Mechusa Shvue, so we say it became a Taltli Diyasmi. In fact, Rabbi Keveger, when the father died, the day of the Levaya, the Baal Chayiv wasn't going for the Karka yet. the Baal Chayv attended the Levaya. He was Goyva afterwards. After the Shiva, he was Goyva the Kalka from Shimon. But the day, it's not talking about the day of the Levaya. Fine. The day of the Levaya, the Lekeach owes them money. Now, let's clear, does he have a Tviya yet? Doesn't have a Tviya. He doesn't Tviya for the Kabbalah, so he has a Tviya for the money, and Echti can talk. What do you Tviya? First, when the Baal Chayv will come, and the Baal Chayv will come to be Goyve the Kake, then you have a Tviya for the Kabbalah Sachayis. But if the Baal Chayv is going to come 7 days later, but we're clearing right now the day when the father died, who does this money belong to? Is it the Yisayman's money? Or is it the Lekeach's money? In fact, it's probably Kevega, a Shaila. It's the Yisayman's money. You're telling me it's the Lekeach doesn't have to swear? That's talking about when there'll be a Chiyav Achayis, when there'll be Goyva, then he won't have to swear. But now it's Mechusar Gviyas Abal Choy. We're not up to anything yet. There's no Choy yet. There's no Choy. You can't mon anything now. The day of the Levaya, you can't mon. So have a Shaila. Did it become the Yisayimim's Metaltalim or what? It's Zichar Yisayimim's Metaltalim. It's Mechusa Maisa, not Mechusa Shvue. Rabbi Kiva said Mechusa Shvue makes it that you give to the Yisayimim. And he says, Afilu Raptavanus Chaylik an Rabbi Kiva. Raptavanus, he said, Mechusa Shvue is garnished. He's ready to mum the money, and they also want the money. He'll swear. But if nothing happened yet by him, it's garnished, mekumtem noch garnished. There's no chayv. The karka wasn't taken away from him. There's no chayv achayis. So Zichah became a total to Yasmei. And ironically, he says, Taisvah says it's not mechusa shvua. Sure, it's mechusa shvua. The Baal Chayv is to swear. That means before anything happens, you need a shvue from the Baal Chayv, you need a gviyah from the Baal Chayv, and then the Kabbalah Sachayis is chal. But before all this happened, so the Lekeach was nothing. So it's zichim etaltli diyasmi. So what is Taisu saying? So it's a kivege v'shtet nish Taisu. A blei pa tzorchi in godlam Taisu. The time, fragt Teisves, aber al kaponim, Teisves just told us, that there is a case where leichashin alitzchori. This is the case, the time. Hoyev leizokvoi, leke lemechish litzchori, leizokvoi milvez leke lemechish litzchori, imkein, lemandem, afosh time be'elchem pekshime yisoymim. It says the Einis Kokim Lanichse Yisayimim Ktanim. Person is not Yoyred Lanichse Yisayimim Ktanim and can ribes a chelas behem. That means we will not be goyve from the karke of Yisayimim Ktanim, unless it's the malv is a goy and he lent the father with ribes, and if you won't pay him up now, so the whole karke will go to gun because of the ribes. But if there's no ribis achelas behem, you don't take from the Yisayim Ktanim. Why not? Mishum tzori. Because of tzori. That means we're always afraid. These are Yisayim Ktanim. They haven't the faintest idea what the father ever did. If they'd be gdolim, they'd be able to study the records of the father and be mevara. Yom atfasor, nitna atfasor. But they're Ktanim. So they're unaware completely if there was tzori or not tzori. So that is why we never goyve from the kark of Yisayim Tanim, because we're always chayis l'tzori, unless ribis echelos, even though we're chayis l'tzori, but we can't be overcautious because they're going to lose through the ribis. So Tais says, I just found a case that you're not chayis l'tzori. Kemoi, Ruven shemochar soda l'shimin b'chayis, v'lo yizakvei olav v'milve, umeis, Loi zafol bemilve. Umeis. Vishilim shimon hamois liyisaimim. He was mekabel achayis. Reuven never paid him, Shimon never paid up Reuven. And now Reuven died. And now Shimon paid up Tachoy. V'achekach nimsei she'ine shaloi. We'll talk about why Tosis said such a case in a minute. But al koponim, now we found out that it's a karka gzula by Reuven. And so they b'chuyu b'chayis. Arei ach she'b'chayis al yisayimim niskokim. Hayo b'lai chashin al itzchori. But Tosis, the Gemara said a blank statement. Ein niskokim l'yichs yisayimim k'tanim never. Because we always chayish v'tzchori. Unless Rebbe Sechelis behem. I just found that seer that you're not chayish l'tzchori. That Shimon bought a karka from Reuven, and he didn't pay him. So Reuven zicher never gave Shimon tzchori. I just told you that. Shimon never gave Reuven tzchori. Then Reuven died, then Shimon paid up to choy, and finished all my Yisrael. And now they found out it's a karka gzula. So now Shimon wants to take the karka from the Yisayimim k'tanim for the achayis, and there's no chash tzchori. So he can be goy from the chosim k'tanim. So I have a new tzir. That's Tosfos Kasha. Hayv lechashin letzroi. Hayv li Rebbe. Nei de bisemim gdoilum lahav lechashin letzroi. Chiyay gav ne bisemim k'tanim lechashin en tvei. So Rebbe said, when we're talking about a shvua, so what I could not chayish letzroi. But by yisemim k'tanim, could be there was one case in a million that the moicha was matvis tzroi, even though he didn't pay up. So by Yisrael Miktan, there's such a chash, even though the Lekech didn't pay him up, the Moicha was Matves Srori. So Memele, so we're Chayish, so that's why Chayish was Srori for Yisrael Miktan. Now, I'd just like to say one more thing. Rabbi Kivege asks, the Tosfos all of a sudden spoke about a new case, that there was a Kabbalah Sachayis, and there was Nimse Shein Eshaloi. Let's talk about the old case. He was a Baal Chayiv, and the same story like before. Why do you have to have a new story? So Teilike Rabbi Kivega, he's metadid this teret, then he says it may be differently, but this is a portion of the teret. He wants to say as follows. If we'd be speaking about a Baal Chayiv, we're speaking about that the Yisayimim Yashin Tkalke, because the Yashin Karke. So a Baal Chayiv would never go to Shimon to Monis Karke, but Mokim Shiesh Nachosim B'nei Chayrim, and gave him a Nachosim B'Shibod. So Memele Tosfos couldn't speak about a case of a Baal Chayiv, because in the case of a Baal Chayiv, you'd never mon from Shimon. So there's no Shaul Kabbalah Sachayis. Ay, Retois Rabbi Kiveger, what are you sending me to the Bnei Chayrim? I can't be going from the Bnei Chayrim. You're not going from the Chosim, the Chosim of Yisayimim Ketanim. So Zuktab Kegan, no, that's not true. You wait another 10 years till they become Gdolim, then you mount them. There's Nechosim Bnei Chayrim over here. So that's why Tosfos could not say a tzir of a Baal Chayiv. That's why Tosfos had to say a tzir, the Nimtzei Sheini Shaloi. The Tosfos weiter upaisei bezuzei oimer Rebbe derevusavu, that this is a chiddush loy mi boy heiched the loy paisei, if the lekeach did not give money, so it's poshe deni yochel la'akev hamois, so he can't keep the money that he owes the yasmei hamoicha. Even though he gave money to the Baal Chayiv, the Salke Daita Chamina, Harei Pora Chayiv Shalahem, he paid up their Chayiv. Vesilek Baal Chayiv Zemei Aleihem. Kamash Malon, the Falahochi Amrin Alei, Metalpoin, the Yas Mishobek Amun Gaboch. That it's very nice of you to pay up our father's Chayiv, but we didn't owe him anything, because he only left over Metalpoin. Ipikech idoch magvilein elayim. So Rovet said, if the lekeach is a pikeach, instead of being magve, paying up with metaltalim, that if paying up with money, he can pay up with a karke, and then he'll be able to be goyve the karke from the yesoimim for the achayis that their father owed him. Mikan yesh lo hechiyach, ba'af al gav damrina la'el beperek ha'kosev, the dinoi de bal choyv bezuzi, that a loive should pay up the malva with money, not with kakois, heche de islei zuzi, mikol mokim im hivsid ha loive bekach, but if the loive will lose because of this, lo yiten lei zuzi, then he doesn't have to give him money, ke gain hoche de motzi magbulu karke veini oise shaloi kedin. This is not considered he's doing shaloi kedin, it's called pikris. He's doing shaloi kedin, that's not called pikris, that's called shaloi kedin. Agavuche, I'd like to say over, so the Maram Chalave and Mesechtes Psochem, this is Akasha, what the Rishonim asks, how can he pay up with a karke since he owes money? So he brings from the Raivit a very interesting teretz. Mitad Echod, it's very Geschmack, and Mitad Acher, it's a little Mechudishtik. He says as follows. All the time, a loive has to pay up with money. He lent him money, he borrowed him money. But the hochishani, the kivin dahani zuzi mishum hai araninu. The whole reason he owes him money is because of the karke he had purchased. Kivin the mahadar lohu are, since he's returning the karke, now it seems from the Raibet a very interesting pshat, that he's returning to the moicher, to the yasme, the bnei ha-moicher, he's returning that karke that he had purchased, not another karke, he's returning the karke that he had purchased, shapir domi. So then he can give back the karke. So he says alumnus, the money is because of the karke. He didn't borrow money from him. He owes him money for the karke, so he's giving back the karke, so shapir domi. I'd like to just be ma'ore ashtikal ha'ore here, speaking about zakfan olav b'milve. And the alumnus of zakfan olav b'milve is ke'ilu the karke was paid up for. And this is like a nuchoy. So memele lechayre, it's not so poshet. But the what the Raivet says, the hani zuzi mishum hayar aninu. It's not mishum hayar. It's not for nolo bemilve. Okay, let us go further. Zek the Gemara weiter. Omar Rabbe, a new sugya. Reuven shemocha kol sodoisov l'shimin. Reuven sold all his sodas. He had idias, ziburis, beinenis, and all his karkois he sold to Shimon. And Reuven owed a few people money. And one of the things on the Geya to our sugya, he had a balchoyf, and Shimon purchased all the karkois amishubotis. V'chozar Shimon, and now Shimon went, u'mochar soda achas l'levi. One of these karkois, and we'll see as the sugya progresses, it was a beininis, he sold this karke to Levi. Va'oso balchoiv de Reuven. Now the balchoiv de Reuven comes, and let us say, the way Rashi says, that Shimon has leftover idias, and Levi has the Beinonis, Levi purchased the Beinonis. Is Rotza Mizegoive, Rotza Mizegoive. If he wants, he can mon from Shimon the Idias, And if he wants, Rashi puts it, if there's no idiots by Shimon, there's only Zeburis by Shimon, he commands the Beininess from Levi. And we'll see as the sugya progresses, the Lomdus. About Al Kalponim, we have here two Lukuches, Shimon and Levi. Shimon had purchased the complete Shibud, Shimon had and sold a Beininess to Levi, so the Baal Choyv can be Goyva from whoever he wants. V'loya Moron, now this Klau, that he could be Goyva from everyone, Ela de Zovna Beininess. He purchased Beininess, Levi purchased Beininess, so Memele, so the Baal Choyv can come to Levi and tell him, Lakachta Shibudi. That means, the Baal Choyv is Dinei Bebeininis. You purchased the Beininis, fine. So now I can be gave it from you. Avozovne Idis Viziburis. But if Levi was very particular when he realizing that there are kakois which are meshubit to a Baal Choyv. So therefore, bedavke he went and purchased idias viziburis, which meikar adin a Baal Choyv is not goyve from them. Motza omale, so then Levi can tell the Baal Choyv, Lahochi, Tochi, Uzvini, Are, the Lechosiloch. That means I was very particular, I was very careful. When I purchased the kark, I wanted to make sure that I'm leaving over Beininess for you, and therefore I only purchased Idias or Ziburis. So then, if that is the case, then the Baal Choyv cannot be Goyva from Levi. Ubeininess Nami Loyamor. And that what we said, that if Levi did purchase Beininess, he can be goive from then the Baal Choyv can be goive the Beininess from Levi. This was only said al Dloishovak Beininess Dichboso, that Shimon does not have any Beininess left over, so then the Baal Choyv can come to Levi and tell him, Lakachto Shibudi, if I want to be goyve the Beininess from you. Avol, Shovek Beininess de Chavoso, but if Levi left over Beininess by Shimon, Matsiyamala hinachti loch mokem ligvei semen. So he can tell him that, don't mon from me, I left over by Shimon Beininess, and you could mon from that Beininess. Now, let us see Rashi. Now, the first Rashi I want to skip till we learn all the other Rashis, and then we'll go back to the first Rashi. So the Rashi we're skipping over is Kol Sodoiso, and that we'll skip over now, and we'll go Rotsa Mizeh Goive, Rotsa Mizeh Goive. So, if he wants the Baal Choyv, if he wants it can be Goive from Shimon, if he wants it can be Goive from Levi. Look at the Messiah Ba'ozo. Now let's get the case clear. The Zovan Levi Mishimon Beininess. Levi had purchased from Shimon Beininess. Sheshibud Baal Choyv Olei. The Iker Shibud of a Baal Choyv is Beininess. So he went, knowingly that there is a Baal Choyv, knowingly that the Shibud is on the Beininess, and he went and bought it. Leishovak Beininess Mishal Ruven Eitzel Shimon. He didn't leave over any other Beininess. That means all the Beininess he took. Hilkach. Therefore, if that's the case, so now we have it. Rabbi said, Rotze Mizegoyve, Rotze Mizegoyve. Rotze Ligvois Mishimin Idiyis Goyve. If the Baal Choyv wants, he can be Goyve from Shimon Idias, And here we're speaking about that Shimon only had idiots. That means Shimon had idiots. Levi bought the Beninis, and that's it. The Omalei, now, Rashi is saying Abik Chiddush, which the Ritva is chaylik vehemently on Rashi, and Shulchanor Paskins like Rashi, but let us see what Rashi is saying. Rashi is saying that the Balchoiv, whose dinoi bebeinenis, can come to Shimon and tell him, I want to be goyv for your idiots. Shkoyach. I mean, what right do you have to be goyv? You don't have a schus in idiots. Rotza ligvois me Shimon idiots goyv. The omalei, because the Balchoiv comes to Shimon with such a pisgum. Ato lokachto kol asodes. All you purchased, all the real estate you possess, all these kakois were meshubit to me. I mean, that you bought it from Reuven, that was my loive. Ato lokachto kol asodes v'nichnasto tachas Reuven liishtabed lechayvi. So you took over. You purchase all the kakois hamishubodes, and you, in other words, you took over Reuven's shibud. V'chol zman she'emtzo mishel Reuven etzlechoklum. So if I can find some of these kakois that you purchased from Reuven, lo yatriach es Levi, I won't be matriach Levi, Sheheniach li mokaim ligvois. That means, if Levi would have done what you would have done, that means Levi would take all the kakois amishubodis, then I'll go to Levi. But Levi was a nice person. He didn't take everything. In fact, he left over kakois. And so good heart, he left over idiots for me. So memele, so fakert. I won't go to Levi, and I can go to you. Now, this is a moiridike chiddush, that he can tine such a tine. I mean, you can go to me, le'etriach es Levi, very nice of you, but what right do you, your din is bebeininis. Your din is bebeininis, so what right do you have to come for me? I have idiots. So Rashi says there's a new svore of lakachta kol shibudi. If you bought everything, you put your foot in your mouth. That means buying the whole shibud. So why did you bought the whole shibud knowing that there's a Baal Choyim? So pshat is a day to the hochi you bought that the Baal Choyim will be goyva. He can be goyva from you. So you can't send me anywhere. Fakir Levi, I don't want to go to Levi. Levi was a finer mensch. Levi left over by you. That's what Rashi seems to say over here. The Rishonim and Baba Kame, who mentioned this svore, they mention Episabissal Anander svore. They say the svore is Le'atriach es Atzmi lo leches lelevi. It's a different svore in Ganzen. That means you bought the whole shibud. I know your address. I know I have to handle with you. I'll handle with you. I'm not mechuyev to look for other possessors of the shibud. Le'etriach es atzmi lo leches elevi. A different lomdus in Ganzen. And if I'm not mistaken, there's a murdike beer in the tumim. The Tumim wants to say that this is a big tircha to go to Levi. I don't know Levi, I don't know him, he's in Japan. I don't want, it's a tircha for me to go to Levi. So you're telling me Levi has beininess. For me to go to Levi, that's the zeburus by me. That means to be matriach myself, to go to Levi. You, I know, I handled with you. So my mail, it's a tircha for me. The lashon of the Rishonim of Baba Kama, hirchakta es shibudi. You were machik my shibud, like this. Everything was condensed was by you. You were machig the shibud. I'm not mechuyev noch to tansen what you sold it. But al kaponim it's a moire de kechidish the amshushloime says and will become. We don't see any mekel to such a chiddush. But al kaponim, that's what Rashi says. That he could mon yeser midinoi, even though he has idios. Now, let's just say one thing, it's Pinky doesn't have ziburis. If he has idios and ziburis, he zicher can take from him idios. Because Rabbi Yid, your din is not idios. Your din is beinonis. If there's no beinonis, you take ziburis. You don't take idios. But he had speaking about that he didn't have any ziburis and he had idios. That's all what he had to offer. So Memele, so the Baal Choyv, he can say, since of the time of Echakta Shibudi, you're Lokachta Shibudi, and Echakta Shibudi, I can go to you. Lotso, if he wants, Milevi Goyve, Kigoyin, Imloyim Tzeitzel Shimin Mishal Ruben El Ziburis. Why should he want to go to Levi? Because if Reuven only has Ziburis, so Mamela, so then he'll start talking a different language. I want to be Goyve my Shibud. My Shibud is Beinonis. Goyve Beinonis me Levi. The Omaloi lo kachta e Shibud. I mean, you purchased my Shibud. Beinonis, Shedini Mutala. This is my Shibud who told you to buy the Beinonis. He goes to Mon. From Levi. Min agavucha, the Rishonim who are choylik on this, learn shat, that you only can mon from Shimon if he has Ziburis. If he has Ziburis, on Memele, so, if he only has Ziburis, so then about choyv mon Ziburis. So if he wants, he can mon from Shimon Ziburis. That's pshat in the Gemara, not idiots. Ziburis he could mon. That's how the Ritva holds. And the Goyim brings a raya to Rashi, Rotzo Ligveis Mishimon, Baisis Seloinzach for him to be Goyva from Shimon. So if Shimon is only offering Ziburis, so he's not gaining anything from what's motivating him to be Goyva from Shimon. So that's why he said that's the Makar of Rashi, that you can be Goyva fellow idiots. Al sanu lomdes av irchakta shibudi. Bekitzel, va'af al gav, but if Rashi saying, if Shimon has ziburis, then I come to Levi, lakachta shibudi. Va'af al gav, so fact Rashi dila lokro Levi lebeninis zu miruben. What would be the din if this story would not have been that Levi purchases from Shimon, he left over Ziburis. Let's see, Levi purchased Beinonis from Reuven, from the Loive, v'niach etzle Ziburis, v'hoyo yochel balchoiv de Reuven lachser al Levi. Then the balchoiv of Reuven cannot go to Levi. And they'll say, lakachta shibudi. Kedisnan ein nefroim in achosim mishubodim b'mokim sheyesh b'nei chayrim. That's a klal. If the loive has b'nei chayrim, whatever sug it is, whatever dog it is, even though it's ziburis, you cannot mum from the achosim mishubodim. So b'mokim sheyesh b'nei chayrim, b'falein ziburis. So why over here can the Balchoiv mon from Levi, lakachto shibud, left over by Shimon, the zibur is there. So Rashi says, hosam hu de Reuven Balchoiviyu. There, if Levi would have purchased it from Reuven, Reuven is the loive of Omer Rabbonam neitikon ha'ilam, Kozman sheyesh eitzel bal choyve kedei choyve leitzav lekuchas. This is a takone, a tikkun ha'olam that for lekuchas people should be able to buy real estate. That if we left over by the loive karkoi, so then you can't mon from us. Avol kan shimon lav bal choyve hu, but here Shimon is not his loive. ואף אולוב מכוייך תילפי בו, ימון פעם שמנוסלס לקוחס. So now there's no din of inachti loch mokim ligvois, that mokim shid is no b'nei chayin over here, so that's why if he wants to be goyve shibudoi, he can be goyve from Levi the Beninis. Now let us see the bottom toisvis. Rotsum ize goyve, rotsum ize goyve. V'af agav damrinin ein nechosim, ein nefloim ein nechosim ishubodim, במוקים שיש נחוסם בני חיין ואפילו להן זיבורס, the cash we just had in Rashi, הוכשן ידלקה בני חיירן כלל, there's no בני חיירן, בכולו משבודנינו, שרי זה הבלחוי בו מכוי החובי, that the בלחוי is coming not מכוי החשמי, מכוי החובי, so ממילא, so שימן הלוי, both of them are משבודן, So here there's no aloche of vinachti loch mokim ligvos. Let us see the next thesis on Amid Beis. Avo shovak beininis techvos. The thesis, avo shovak beininis techvosai, motzi omala inachti loch mokim ligvos mimenu. The thesis, lav davke koba heilishne, Loishayich loimahochi, this aloche of inachti lochmokim ligvois is only said elo legabi bailam. Okay, that's the previous thesis we just learned. This din inachti lochmokim ligvois is only said by the bailam. Le legabi lekechishim. Ve'ike taima lehavi elo mishum. Ma mocha rishen lesheni kol schus shetove liyodi. There's a different lomdis, and the Gemara Baba Kama mentions this lomdis. V'hu oye yoche litchoyse etzel beinin is acheres techebosa. That means like this. If Shimon had two kakois beininis, beininis aleph, beininis beis, And he went and sold Beninis Beis to Levi. Fine. So now, Levi can taine, when you sold me Beninis Beis, it automatically, in the Mechire, there is a, you're selling me, Ma Mocha Rishen Lesheni Kol Schushetovi Liyodi. That means just like, if Beninis Beis would have been by you, and the Balchoyv would have come to you, and he said, you have my Shibut. Could you have given him Beninis Aleph? Yes. I have your Shibut. I have two Karkois. You can give him Beninis Aleph. The Balchoyv doesn't have a Schus Pechira to be Beicha Beninis Aleph. Beninis Beis over Beninis Aleph. So, Ma Mocha Rishin Lesheni Kol Schushetov Liyodi. So when you sold me Beninis Beis, you sold me Beninis Beis with all the schuyes that you possessed in Beninis Beis. And just like when you had Beninis Beis, you were able to be matche the malve and give him Beninis Aleph. So Memela, now that I purchased from you Beninis Beis, I also have that same schus. I could also be matchem to Beninis Aleph. That's not inachti lochmokim ligvois, which a misleading Loshen Taisva says. No, the lamdas is ma mocha rishen l'shein. Avo leishovik beininis techavosei, but if Shimon did not have any beininis, leimotzei litchoisei, but he had ziburis, is leimotzei litchoisei eitzel ziburis. So then Levi cannot tell him, this is Ziburis by Shimon, go to the Ziburis. The Rishin Ami lo yoyochel itchoyse eitzel Ziburis. Because Shimon, if Shimon would have the Beninis, and if the Balchoyv would come to Shimon, could Shimon tell the Balchoyv, you take the Ziburis? An echte ketot. The Balchoyv tells him, Rabbi Yid, my din is in Beninis. Don't give me Ziburis, I want Beninis. So Memela, so just like Shimon couldn't push him off to the Ziburis, so Levi also can push off the Balchoyv to the Ziburis of Shimon. The im ishum ishaske shaskes viloy ma'bar meshtor diziburis lamore kedamrine per kamda babekami gabi mochel echel leshloyshe keechot nichnesu tachas habaylem. Now, let us say what Tosfos, let's explain briefly what Tosfos is saying. The Gemara in Baba Kama speaks about a case that a lekeach purchased three karkois from a moicher, the Ziburis, Beninis, and Idias. And the Idias was the last karkai he purchased, and we will see that the Iker Shibud is on the last karka, because the Leikeach always tainis on the first two karkois, he tainis inachti loch mokem ligvoi. So you always goive from the, so the Iker Shibud is on the Bnei Choyri of the Moicher, and the first two karkois is no Shibud, you mon from the Moicher. Later, when he purchased the third karka, so the Iker Shibud is now in the third karka. So the Gemara in Baba Kama has a problem. So, he bought Idias Bachoyne, and there we're speaking about he has a Balchoyf, he has a Ksubesisha, he has Nezikin. So the Gemara is a kasha, let them all go to the Idias. The Iker Shibud is on the Idias. That's the Gemara Zakash. And there's a whole Shaklavatari over there. But first the Gemara wanted to say such a teretz. Let's talk about Baal Chayiv. We'll talk about a Baal Chayiv, so we tell the Baal Chayiv like this. You know, you're mourning, yes, and we didn't go, you know, so come to it is. Yeah, but, I mean, this was the last, carcass on the mail. I mean, so the Shimon tells them as follows. Listen, I want to give you baininess. You want to be an action? I could also be an action. So I'm going to take the Zaburis. I'm going to give it back to the Moicher. And then you'll have Zaburis. Now, you want to take the Beninis? Or else you tell me, I want to give you the Beninis. You're having your din, and you want to mon yesami dinach. You want to more. You want to be greedy. You want to mon idias. If you want to mon idias, I'll show you. I'm the same Mikish Tispatel. I'll return the Ziburis to the Moicher, and then I'll tell you in Achtilach Mokim Ligvois, there's Mnechem, you go Mon Ziburis. So, there's different Mahalchem how to learn Pshat, how the Ishaskis, if it's a Lomdis, if it's a Takone, if it's a threat, that's Baba Kama. But Al Koponim, the Gemara mentions there's such a Svora of Ishaskis. That means I could convince the Baal Chayiv, that he should take what I want to give him, or else. That's Mavur in the Gemara. So Memele, so Tosfos is asking Akasha as follows. So if we say Mamocha Rishon Lesheni, so all this Chusim, whatever the Sheni could have done, so we said before, if the Sheni had two Beinin, if the Rishon had two Beininis, so we said just like the Rishon could have taken off the Shibud from Beininis Beis and Big Magve Beininis Aleph, so Mamela, the Sheni could also say, you be Goyver for Beininis Aleph. So Taiser Akasha, let's say the Rishon does not have another set of Beinis. Here's the Buris. So Lechayre, the Rishon could have told the Baal Chayiv, you take Ziburis. I have Beninis. I want to give you Ziburis. You don't want to cooperate? So I'll return the Ziburis to the Moicher, and then you'll take the Ziburis. So be cooperative. So that's Tosfos Kasha. Since there's a svara of Ishaskis, so why can't the Rishon force the Baal Chayv to take Ziburis, even though he has Beinonis? And why can't the Sheini say, Mamocha Rishon L'Sheini, because Chushetov L'Yodi, he could have forced you to take Ziburis, I'll also force you to take Ziburis. That's Tosfos Kasha. Let us see again the Kasha. If he did not leave over next to Kaka Beninis, so he can't be Matram Eitzel Ziburis. The Rishonami lo yoyoch litchoyse Eitzel Ziburis. The Mishumi Shaske Shaske Svilav Madar Neshtor de Ziburis Lemoreim. I lechayre, he could force him, al tzishaskis, kirmin perkam le babakame, gabi mochalech, the lishloy shekech, nichnusu tachas abailam, and there the Gemara says that the Baal Chayv can't mon for midi is, akim no hosam biyasmi. The Gemara says over there that speaking about Yisaimim, vachtochim aisi bosor hochim, estoma mairanami biyasmi. Speaking about Yisaimim. Why is Pshat speaking about Yisaimim? It means that the Moicha died. So Memele, so he lost his whole threat. He'll give back the Ziburis. Fine, you can't mon. If he gives back Ziburis, it's not retroactive from the, he's giving back Mikana Lahabe. So you give back the Ziburis to the Moicha, who are Yisaimim, the Baal Chayv doesn't mon from them. They're not Meshubet to pay up the father's chayvis. This is not a Kalka Meshubetis. So he lost the holy Shaskis. So Taisa says, the Gemara says, but a different case is speaking about Yisaimim, and then the Gemara brings this case also. So Mustama also was speaking about Yisaimim. That's what Taisa's answers. Krataisvis in Bob Kame says another teretz, the Masha brings down the teretz, a very choshebet teretz. The Marsha says that Taisa says over there as follows, that the whole lomdus of Ishaskis is when there's a genuine threat involved. That means like this. We mentioned before a case that the Baal Chayv wants the mon idias. He wants to take Yasser Medina. The Lekeach tells him, I'll give you Kedinah. And if your actions are kind, I'll force you to take Pachas Medinah. You'll take Ziburis. No, he hears this, and if the Lekeach is sincere with what he's saying, so he sees he better not be too greedy. Let him take Dini Al-Kabonim, well, or else he'll end up Pachas Medinah. The twisting of the hand makes sense. He has a way to force him. Masha Ein Kain over here, if he has Beinonis and Ziburis. That's what Taisa is speaking about. Lekeach had Beinonis and Ziburis. So Taisa declares that the Lekeach Rishon told him, listen, you take the Ziburis, or else I'll give the Ziburis back to the Moicha. So the Malva can tell him, look, he said that. You give it back. When you give it back, I'll then I'm on Ziburis. What are you? You're not forcing me. You want me, I should now take Ziburis. I don't want to take Ziburis from you. My din is Beninis. She want to give me Pochus, me dini. But you're strashing me. If you won't, it's no threat. You want, so else you, or, listen, if you'll give back Ziburis to the Moicha, I'll be forced to take Ziburis. Cause man, you don't give back, Rabbi, you'd give me my din. So Taisvis and Bobekamis says on this Kasha Vishaskis, look, he said that when you'll do it, I'm on Ziburis. So it's a very gishmak eteretz. Our Taisva seems to say that it is a kasha, and Taisva is to make an akimte that it's speaking about Yisaimim. Now let us go back to the Rashi we skipped, and then we'll see that Rashi and Taisva's. we're speaking about that Reuven Shemocha Kol Sodoisov L'Shimin. So Rashi says, Bishtar Echod. That means as follows, that all the Sodis were, all the Sodis were sold in one shot. The Bishnei Shtoris, what would be if Shimon bought the Karkois two times? Then engaven me Levi, then you want mon from Levi, elim ke lokach mi Shimon oiso shalokach mi Reuven ba'achoina. That means like this. If Rashi is saying as follows, and we'll see klarer in places, Rashi is saying like this. We have an argument. If Levi bought Beninis, so the Baal Chayv can go to Levi, Lokachta Shibudi. That's what it says in our Gemara. He can come, if he wants to be Yegoyva for Levi, he can go over for Levi. Lokachta Shibudi. So Rashi says, if Shimon bought the Beninis, first, and then later he went and bought, let's say, Ziburis. Let's talk about such a case. And then later he bought Ziburis. Now Levi goes and buys the Beninis. So the Baal Chayv will come to Levi, Lakach the Shibudi. So Rashi says, I'm sorry. Your Shibud is the Ziburis. This was the, when I bought the Beninis, I left over Karkois for you. So Memele, there's no Shibud on this Beninis. Retzach Nishayna Krenk. Your Shibud is the Ziburis. Now I bought the Ziburis, so you can come for me the Ziburis, 100%. You come up for me Ziburis. But to go to Levi, Levi said, I didn't buy your Shibud. Your Shibud is Ziburis. What are you money from me from? So Memele, so Rashi is saying, our Gemara says, if he bought Beninis, you come on from Levi Beninis. That's not true. It depends. If the Beninis was the last Kalke that Shimon purchased, so the Shibud was taken on Beninis, no, then you come from Levi the Beninis. Akach the Shibudi. But if the Beninis was the middle Kalke, so then you can't mon from Levi Beninis. And our Gemara is so stam, he could go to Levi and mon Shibudi Lakatish. So we have to say it is speaking about he bought all the Karkois in one shot. This is Rashi's Ukimta. Period. Elohim Cain, unless unless Levi bought from Shimon, so then you could mourn from Levi, because that's taka lokach to Shibudi. But if he bought a previous karka, if the Beninus was purchased before the Ziburis, the Motzi Omale, so then Levi can tell the Baal Chayv, Iniach Loch Shimon Mokim Ligve Semenu. When Shimon bought this Beninis, he left over a karka for you to be goyve, Kishaloka Chazu. Ve'ein zu b'shibudach, this is not your Shibud. They nefroim in the chosm shibodi, but mokim shiyesh b'nei chayrim. So what are you tying to me, lakachto shibudi? I didn't buy your shibud. If the Beninis was purchased, this was the first mekach, and when the Beninis was purchased, there was leftover ziburis, for example. So memele, so then Levi can tie, I didn't take your shibud. This is not mishubit to you. The last kaka was mishubit to you. And so therefore we have to say it was purchased all by Basachas. This is what Rashi says. Now let us see Taisus. Reuven Shemocha Kol Sadoisim L'Shimon. Perish Bekuntris, Bishtarecho. The Bishnei Shtoris, if he purchased it with two Shtoris, הם רינן רוצה מזה גויבה, רוצה מזה גויבה, משום די ניוחה לגבויס מלוי. Because he can man from Levi, the Balchayv can man from Levi, the Beninis, Elohim can lokach mishimen aisi shekona bachayin, unless the Beninis was the last karka that Shimon purchased. Biruven, the lokach achas moisin shalifnei achayin, if the Beninis that he had purchased was purchased by Shimon before the last karka, legovi Balchayv milevi, the Amalei Niach Loch Shimon Mokim Ligvei Seimenu. Because then Levi can tell the Baal Choyiv that when Shimon bought his Beninis, he left over a Mokim Ligvei Seimenu, Kshekona Esheli Meruven. He bought his Beninis, he left over a Karka from you. Umishor Shekona Shimon, so when Shimon purchased this Beninis, Nistalik Shibudach, this Beninis is not Meshubit to you anymore. This Bnei Chayrin, you go to the Bnei Chayrin. Venishar Shibudach ala Nisos, whatever is left over by Reuven, that's your, you don't have a Shibud, you came on from Lakuthis, and gave him the Chosm Shibud, you say your Shibud is on there. I didn't buy your Shibud. V'loi nihira l'Rebbe. Now, Rebbe is chaylik on Rashi. The motzi shimen l'meimalei. My taima omar rabbonin nefroi min achosim mishibodim b'mokim shiyeishon b'neichoy. Why did the rabbonon say that you don't mourn from mishibodim? Vafulu hain ziburis, even though the b'nei chayin ziburis, mishum takon in the lakich, to keich rishin. Ano bahach takanto loy nichali, kederov bekame de bo bekame, hilkach motzi leforish b'shnei shtoris u b'yoiso. B'divrei Rebbe. Now, I'd like to elaborate a little what Tosfos is saying over here. And Dachsachmir, this is what the Shach says in Siman Kuf Yutes Sif Katan Dalet. Now, Lechayre Tosfos is speaking about such a case. Let's talk about Rashi set up as a blank statement. If Shimon had purchased the Beninis before the last Mechire, so the Beninis is not Meshubed to the Baal Choyv, because your Shibud is the last Karka I had purchased. That is what Rashi is saying. Your Shibud is the last Karka I had purchased. So Tosfos asks as follows. Now, let us think for 1 minute. Let's say the last karka, Rashi doesn't elaborate what the last karka was. So let's just think for 1 minute. Let's say the last karka was idiots. Let's say the last karka was idiots. Fine. Now, so he bought Beninis, and then later he bought idiots. Shimon bought first Beninis, and then idiots. So Rashi says, and now Levi bought the Beninis from Shimon. So Rashi says it was two mechiras, there's nothing but to talk about. You can't mourn from Levi because the Beninis is not Meshubet. The Idius is Meshubet. Right? That's the last kak, that's the Bnei Chaim. The Idius is Meshubet, the Beninis is not Meshubet. Let's think for 1 minute. Let's say the Beninis in Idius was by Shimon. The Baal Chayv comes. The Baal Chayv will come and tell him, look, so come with the Idius. This was the Bnei Chayrim, and the Ma'ika Shibud is on the Idius, right? So give me the Idius. That's the Takonin. Give him the Chosim Shibodim and the Chosim Bnei Chayrim. So Shimon will tell him, you're right. But you know, this is a takana de Rabbonim. Yev shivili betakanta de Rabbonim. I don't need their taivis. It's not a taiva for me. I don't need their taivis. Yevshli betakanta de rabbonim. And the Gemara says this, that if Lufiem is the Gemara, we mentioned before, the Mofres mentioned the Shaskis to make that the Shinmon Idius from the Lekech. And later the Gemara says this for him. The whole thing is that Takona de Rabbonan and gave him the Chosim Mishabodim Mochnesh Nechayim Iefshi betakanta de Rabbonan. So Lemaise Shimon, if the Baal Choyv would come to Shimon, Shimon can say this. Iefshi betakonas chachamim. So Memela Zuktois is Iefshi betakonas chachamim. So now the Baal Choyv, that's a Shibud. His Shibud is Beininus. That's a Shibud. You came on from Midis. Iefshi betakonas chachamim. If it's a takonas and goiv, no, he says Iefshi. So Tosfos says he could man from Levi, the Beininus. He come over, that's my Shibud. Period. Now, what is Tosfos asking? Rashi says the Gemara can't be speaking about that it was two shtoris, and he bought the Beininus that was purchased before the last karka. So Tosfos says it can't be speaking about that. It could be speaking about that. Now what Rashi said, oh, shtik teure, no, it's not meshubit, the last kark is meshubit. So Tosfos says, the idius is meshubit? It's a takone. Shimon could say, yevshi betakones chachomim. He could say it very easily. So just, since he could say it very easily, so memele, therefore, the Baal Chayv came on from Levi the Beininus. Not what Rashi says that our Gemara can't be speaking about, two shtoris. Now, I'd just like to mention one kasha which Tachsim of the Shach mentions. We had learned, and let's make the kasha geshmake kasha. We just learned on Tosfos on the Beis, there's a klal, ma mocha rishin l'sheini kos chushe tovi liyodek. We learned a moira de kizach. We learned that if Shimon had two beininis, and he sold one beininis to Levi, so Levi says, go to Shimon and take the other beininis. And there's a svore, ma mocha rishin l'sheini kos chushe tovi liyodek, just like Shimon was able, just like Shimon was able to push you to Beininus Aleph, I'll also push you to Beininus Aleph. There's a klal b'mocha rishon l'sheini. You sold me the Beininus Beis with all the schusim you had with Beininus Beis. Fine. Good. Iskan shoyel aben amura dikikashe. So, why can you say here b'mocha rishon l'sheini kol shchusha tovi liyodi? That means as follows. That when Shimon had the Beininus, which was purchased first, and then the Zibulus. Now, Midine, Mitakanta, what is the Shibut Chalan what? And the Idius. He had Beininus, and then he purchased Idius. So the Shibut was Chalan the Idius. Midine. And that's Midine. Now we say a moicher is very cooperative with the lekeach. So he sold them beininus. So if he wouldn't open up his mouth and say yevshi betakonas chachomen, you wouldn't be gaiva from the beininus because the shibud is on the dos. So why don't we say mamocha rishon l'sheini? Just like by me. If I wouldn't open up my mouth so that the Shibud would not be on the Beininus, and I'm such a cooperative moicha, my mocha rishon l'sheini, so when I'm selling you the Beininus, you also should have the schus that I had, that you shouldn't be able to mourn from the Beininus, and that's what Rashi was saying. Tosfos all of a sudden says, Yevshi betakonas chachomen, and the next Tosfos says, my mocha rishon l'sheini. How do we understand this? But the Teretz is, Rashi and Baba Kama explains, this Mamocha Rishon L'Sheini is as follows. Mamocha Rishon L'Sheini means that if it would have been by you, you would have done it, So when you're selling it to me, you're selling me whatever you would have done for yourself. That's the lomdus amar mocher rishon l'sheni. So Mel, if there were two beininism, and you would have wanted the second beininism, you would have given them the first beininism. So Mamela, when you sell me the Baininis, you also give me this right, I can push him to the first Baininis. Mamocha Rishon L'Shein is what you would have done for yourself, you're doing for me. But if Shimon has Baininis and Idias, now if the Baal Chai would come to him, what would he do for himself? He would say, Yevshi betakonas chachamim. As this can be shugan, he has to give him Idias. He would say, Yevshi betakonas chachamim. You like Kehana better than me. My mocha rishon l'sheni means is what I would have done. I'm saying you could also do it. But what I wouldn't have done, I won't bend over backwards to do for you. That's my mocha rishon l'sheni. So Memele, if I have been in this and idiots, and later I bought idiots, so what would I have done? I would have said, Yevshi betakonis chachomim. I would have said, I'm still saying it now. So Mele, you bought the Beinanis? Let him be goiva from you. That is Taisvis Kash and Rashi. And Rashi said, Vodover portion of the Beinanis was purchased first. There's nothing but to talk about, and you cannot mourn the Beinanis from Levi, so Taisa says it's not true. And in a case, if the Shimon had been in this interview, Taisa l'chere ziche, I mean, that Taisa is amoyer de kikash. Now, v'li nire kepeire shakunteris, that there are many cases that there'd be a gewaldic difference between two stars and one star, and therefore Rashi was very smart in saying that we're speaking about one star. Tadavki bishtarechot. Avol bishnei shtoris, if there were two shtoris. Velokach shimin ziburis ba'achoyne. Shimin bought ziburis ba'achoyne. Velevi lokach mishimin oiso shalifnei achoyne. So then, eini yochel ligvais milevi. The Omalei, Lohochi Tochi, Bezovni Ared, Lechosi, Lemekim Kamach, the Vadi Moikulum, Beyat Shimon, Achoinish, Izaburus, Oye Magdaloi. That means, so Taisha says, let's say in such a case, if there was Baininis and Ziburus, Ziburus was the last one. So be, what would Shimon give you? He'd give you the Ziburus. And Goibun, the Chosim, Shebodim, Mokim, Shiesmene, Choyrim. The whole Shibud is on the Bnei Chayrim, the Shibud is on the Ziburus, it give you Ziburus, right? So, Levi Kotaine to the Baal Choy, I was so careful. I knew you would never get these Beinanis. I mean, the Shimon is not a Meshuggah, he's gonna give you the Ziburus. So when I wanted to buy a Kalke from Shimon, I wanted to make sure I'm not stepping on your toes. So I asked Shimon, if the Maal will come to you, what kark is he going to get? She said, what do you mean? Comes to me and get the Ziburus. Fine, I'm going to buy the Beinanis. So there's a lomnus of Lohochi Tochi Vizovni Arad Lechoziloch. When I purchased the Beinanis from Shimon, this was Arad Lechoziloch. You wouldn't aim it to get this kark. Shimon is going to give you Ziburus. So Memela, in such a case, Taisu says, in such a case, if Shimon has Beinanis and Ziburus, and the Ziburus was purchased last, and Levi bought the Beinanis, you can zicha not mon from Levi the Beinanis. Because Levi can taina, nalo kachto shibudi pakel. I was very careful not to purchase your shibud. I bought the Beinanis because I know you're going to be goyver from the Ziburus. V'chein. So Memele, in this case, Rashi's 100% right. V'chein im lokach Shimon idiyas b'achoyne. If Shimon bought idiyas b'achoyne, v'lokach Levi oise idiyas, and now Levi bought the last one. Ein yochel ligles mi Levi oisi idiyas mahay time. The loch he told he was of Niadle Chosiloch, the Vadi Moikulam Biyat Shimon, Habeninis, Vaziburis, Shalokach of Neachoinishi Idis, O Yamagvaloi, Boyoshus Biyodik, Mepostheim Bobekame, Yevshi Betakonus Chachamin. That means, if Shimon had first purchased Beninis, and Ziburis, and the lady purchased Idius. And now Taisvis says, and Levi purchased the Idius. Levi purchased the Idius. Another case. Two stores. So what will the din be? So Levi can also tell me, Lochi Tochi Bezovni Adi Chazilah, because between you and me, Shimon will never give you the Idius. Because Meshugan isn't, he's going to say Yevshi Betakonos Chachamim. That's what Shimon is going to say, and he's going to give you the Beninis. So therefore, I was very careful, and I bought the Idius. So Memele, in such a case, that means Rashi says by two shtores, if he took the one before, Taisa means it like this: by two shtores, it matters. That means, sometimes he purchased a Beninis with two shtores. If he had Ziburis Pachroine, so he can tie in the Lohochi Tolchi. In the same way, if he purchased Idius Pachroine, so Levi can also tie in the Lohochi Tolchi. Vechein, im Zovan Levi Beninis, Vishovak Beninis. Now that's what Meritosa means like this. Mzovan Levi Beninis. If Levi purchased Beninis Ba'achroine. Vishovak Beninis. Yochalemi Nachtelach Mokim Ligvisman. He could say Mamocharish and Lusheni. Koschushatov Liyodoi. Ava Pishalokach Shimon Bishnei Shtoris. He could push from one Beninis to the other Beninis. He'll say, Mamocharish and Lusheni. Umiyu Yitochen Lies. So Toisvis said three cases that you will not be able, by two shtores, you'll not be able to mon from Levi. Either that the Achreinem was Idius, they're going to say Lochi Tochi. No, the Achreinu was Ziburis, you can say Lohochi Tochi. If the Achreinu was Idius and he purchased the Idius, he could also say Lohochi Tochi. If he bought, the Achreinu was Beninis, and there's another Beninis, so you also can't mourn from Levi, because he'll say, because Shimon could have said, the Yevshi B'takanta the Chachomim, will say Mamoch Elish and Lusheni. Umiyu Yitochen Lies Rotzemizegoivem Afilu Bishnei Shtoris. But it is possible by two Shtoris to say Rotzemizegoivem. Ba'avopi Shalokach Levi Mishimen Oisa Shalifnei Achoine. Be'inyen sha'achoyne idyus. And this was, that's how we had said pshat before in the beginning of Taisvus. If the achoyne was idyus, barishoyne shalokach levi beininis, leishovak beininis dich bosei, leimotzi lemeima hashte torchi vizov na'ared leichoziloch. In such a case, if Lemaise Shimon was Lokach Idis Bachoine, and the one before was Beninis, and now then he sold the Beninis to Levi, so he can't say Lohochi Tochi Bezov Na'ard Lechoziloch, because by Shimon Yizich was giving him the Beninis. Shimon would have said he Yevshi Betakonos Chachom, and that's what the Kash of Taisis in the beginning on Rashi. And in such a case, our Gemara could be speaking about a filo by two shtores. Let us just start the Gemara weiter. We'll see the Gemara and Rashi. Omar Abayim. Reuben Shemocha Soda L'Shimen Bachayitz. Reuben sold Shimon Afil Bachayitz, Ba'osa Balchayv de Reuben, V'Katorif Le'Mine. Now the Balchayv de Reuben is coming to Shimon, and he wants to be Goyve the Karke from Shimon. Dinohu, the Loch is the Ozel Reuben, that Reuben can come to Besden, Umavzile, and he could be a toyin against the Balchayv. Now, let's appreciate the Chiddush. That means like this, that the Balchayv, the Karke is Meshubed, the Shimon bought the Karke, Bachayis. This Karke is Meshubed to the Balchayv of Reuven. The Balchayv schleps Shimon to Besen. He wants to be Goyve this Karke. This Karke is Meshubed him. There's no Bnei Chayrin. So he wants to be Goyve this Karke from Shimon. Zot Reuven, so when there's when the Din Torah starts, so Reuven knocks on the door. He says, I would like to also participate in this Din Torah. Now, exactly what his participation will be, that we'll see in the Rishonim, Rashi and Tosfos. But he wants to participate in the Din Torah, Reuven. And the Balchayv of Reuven tells Reuven, Lav bal dvorim didiat. I'm not mourning anything from you. What's your business? This, I'm mourning from Shimon Akarka Meshubedis. I'm not mourning anything from you, a guten tog. I don't want you in Besden now. And for all practical purposes, the Rishonim muchin zich, what could Reuven accomplish more than Shimon? That's the Rishonim. So the Ran by us says two words, not like all the Rishonim. Nafkemina yoda Reuven lamitin tvei. Reuven knows that the tiny Shimon is a lemele. Reuven is he's a pikeach. He'll start talking with him. He knows how to tiny. So therefore, the Balchayv comes and tells Reuven, "A guten tog. I have nothing to do with you. I'm running the karka from Shimon. A guten tog." So the din is that Reuven can say no. Why? The dinu does Reuven mavzilei. Reuven can come and participate in the din Torah. Bleimotzi amalein, the Balchayv can't tell Reuven lav baldvom didiyat. Shem da amalei, the mavkis minei alai hoda. He says, it has nothing to do with me. I was a mekabel achayis. So memela, this din Torah is very much affecting me. If you're going to take away the karka from him, so that's called taking away if the erayis anoilet. So that's taking money away from me. So I'm a baldova on this din Torah. My bovet the baldova on this din Torah, and shultike, I want to be a tayin on this din Torah. That is if he's mekabel achayis. If he's not mekabel achayis. So then the Balchayv tells Reuven, what's your business? Mishsech netarayin, I'm not touching you, I'm not bothering you, you're out of the picture. Ve'ike da amri, afilu shaloi barayis nami, da omalei, so he can tell, Reuven can tell the malve, loy nichli tevelei l'shimen tarum misalai. That means, there's no achayis. But if you take away this karke from Shimon, we're not on talking terms anymore. I know for sure, we were the best friends. Now I can take away the karke, no achayis, a karke bought for $100,000, you're going to take it away, and finished, and there's no achayis. So memele, so since you're taking away of this karke, will drastically affect me, not maybe financially, but will affect me in a different oifen, that Shimon's going to have tarumis alive. So therefore, I can tie it. Dinu letzi Rashi, dinu da ozaluv na mafsele, im yeshle olof. So Rashi says, tu nafkemine, shum gilgul dvorim lachshev, choiv keneged choiv. That means, Reuven will remember, tak, I borrowed from you money, but you remember the other time you borrowed from me money, so my mail will cancel out one choiv keneged the other choiv. I worked for you. I mean, Reuven can have a cheshbonus, which Shimon never has. Or he can tie it to him, a loive can be mechayiv, a malve, even a malve is a shtar, in shtoche biyodim aboy, but if a loive says ishtabali, so the malve has to swear. This we'll see, mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow. Lava advom didiyat, any toir of mimcha klum, I'm not being goyve from you. The marcus mineil I hold, the masha tamoitzi mimeno yarzur alai. Bikadam efilosh leibachayis nami mocha ruven l'shim leimotza omele labal leibal palchayim ruven labal bom didiyat, because he's going to have tarumes.